Hi.
Welcome. I'm sleepy. I'm really sleepy.
Oh no, I'm gonna wake up.
It's okay. I'll wake up.
When we someone just splashed in cold water.
Episode 12.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Episode 12 of the Role Slayers podcast.
Oh, wow, episode 12 already?
Uh-huh. Are we holding?
It's fine. You can do your thing. I can just...
Hey, are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Yeah, we are.
Are we recording?
For you. As I look it directly into Cam.
Oh, no.
Before we get into tonight's episode, as always, Hayden loves to say words to you and then get mad at me that I'm not doing World Anvil's promo.
Let's...
No, I wasn't mad. I've never been angry in my life. But I do, you are correct. I do love saying words at you. And here are the words that I'm going to say at you today. Get on over and listen to our musical partners. What have you got to lose? Life's too short to have not listened to them at this point. They're great ambiance for reading fantasy. They're great for gardening, weirdly, I think. Anyways, those guys, they're beyond Skyrim. They're Scanlan's Short Halt Music. Their Celestial Aeon project, and then those are the music ones. I would not recommend at the next one for gardening, but they are great for your home D&D games. That would be our good pals at...
Somewhere.
It's never not going to cause me problems. Sirenscape. That's right. Head on into Sirenscape and play with the sliders. I think because I forgot it once, I'm just cursed to forget it every time now.
I think it's just Jeremy interfering from afar.
He's channeling something, like, and he's targeting me.
There's like a secret ritual circle under his house where it's just a ritual circle for...
That's right, he's the only one that can read for sirens.
Why don't you just be under his monitor?
But yeah, let's moving on from there. We've got custom minis that we use here at this table for all of our characters. If you follow us on our socials, you've probably seen them before. They're pretty neat. We got all them from Eldritch Foundry for 15% off using our code ROLLSLAYERS at checkout. Also, if you're into 3D printing, that's about as good a place to get a custom SDL file as you can possibly do. So go get it from there. After that, we've got our Patreon. That's where we dump our bonus content, and I've now, per last game, resolved to adding my own personal sketches and artworks to the Patreon. They're not good, and I encourage you to pay a small fee on a monthly basis so you can hop in there and make fun of me. That seems like a pretty good way to spend your time and money, if it's just me saying it. So, head on into Patreon, patreon.com/roleslayers, and roast my arts. After that, the next one is called our social media, because that's where we put up all of our thoughts and feelings, and mostly updates about the game, what we've got going on, what's coming up, and every once in a while do a giveaway. I imagine by the time this episode's gone out, we probably will have planned another one at least. So, get on into our Instagram, get on into our Discord, which you can find on our website or in our Instagram bio. Get on over to our Facebook page, get onto our YouTube where you can give us a like and subscribe. Weirdly, that's become kind of one of our bigger channels, so that's where we're excited about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, go check all those out. And last but not least, we've got World Anvil, and I'm going to let Tyler do that. Tyler, what did you do in World Anvil this week?
This week, I built a dungeon. I built a lot of dungeon. But not only did I build a dungeon, I built a map of said dungeon, and I linked it to my my page for the dungeon so I can simultaneously reference that map as well as what are in these rooms, where they're connected, etc., etc. You can also link that article if you want. I didn't because
secrets.
The workflow is crazy if you get there. But you can link that room, that location, to a region. You can link that region to a nation. And so you can have these kind of crazy flows of information that trace back to more important macro articles. That's my fun fact for the day. worldandrew.pxf.io/rulesayers.
Radical.
Radical. Yeah, give us a like on Spotify if you're there, or Google Play Podcasts. I think they're actually phasing Google Podcasts out. Into something else. Wherever Google lands you, and Apple, you know, give us a like, give us a little star rating. Why don't we play some D&D?
Nah.
So, last we left off, our party parted ways with Faelosh, giving charge of both the donkeys and the wagon to be waiting for him in the town of Windwood to the north, at the Tattered Banner. Making their way westward, they eventually find a rise of hills, and within that, a unforested one with carved terraces at intermediate levels upon that hill. Descending into it, they found a small room with a sarcophagus and many carved reliefs, as well as a key upon the corpse within the sarcophagus, opening a larger crypt hidden. Staying in the first room, both to look for intruders and for closing doors, Ori and her steel guardian posted up at the front. While the rest of the party made their way through a series of various rooms, each with their own twist or turn, aside from a broom closet, making their way into a hallway lined with alcoves, some with stained glass, some with snarling stone-carved figures with inhuman faces. As you proceed down the hallway, there was a scraping of stone. And as you look around you, several of these statues spring to life. Can I have you guys roll initiative?
Ah!
25
to 20. Hang on.
Oh, look at us all lined up like ducks in a row.
Sheep for the slaughter.
Not over. Oh, can someone take a picture?
20 to 15.
17.
18.
15.
Oh, cool.
Oh, is this for the Insta or for?
This is just for Insta.
I send it to the Discord so I can see it.
Okay. 20 to 15, I mean?
18 for 17.
18, 17 for Mert.
I think Zek got 15.
Zek got 15?
Yes.
15 to 10?
11.
Okay.
I got 4.
All right. So we'll start with a surprise round. Let me send this to Hayden real quick before my phone dies.
I did post one.
Oh, you already did?
Just from above.
Great.
Oh, thank you. Well, I didn't see it, actually.
It's in the...
So.
Oh. Here it goes.
Thank you.
This one's gonna move in here and come at Visa. This one's gonna move in here and come at Mert.
Mm-hmm. So those are the ones at the front of the room, huh?
One's gonna go with a bite and one's gonna go with a claw.
What are these? Hold on.
These are gargoyles.
Oh, okay.
Smash.
What do they look like?
They look like large, winged, demonic, pug-like faces. Think like actual gargoyle.
Oh. Are they identical, though?
They are identical.
Okay.
Visa, does a 8 or a 10 hit?
No.
Okay. Mert?
Do I still have that Shield of Faith from earlier, or is that gone?
That was never cast.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
Mert does a 21 hit.
Yes.
Okay, then both of these hit.
Okay. Did you use the Blast, though?
You did.
Yeah.
What's how long does Bless last?
I think a minute.
Not long enough.
Okay, just a minute.
Okay.
You take 8 points of slashing damage. Oh, well, piercing and slashing, but it doesn't really matter. These two behind, I'm gonna move up on the Gith girl and guy. I almost said Gith girls.
No, it's Gith twins.
Gith twins.
They're not twins.
I know. Okay.
I am older.
Zek does a 8 or a 6 hit. Zai, that's a natural 20 and a natural 1. So critical fail.
It all evens out.
And critical success.
Yeah. Does that mean it evens out to a 10?
No. So you take 6 points of slashing damage as he rakes you across the back with his claw. Sure. All right, now we're actually in initiative order. Misa.
Ooh.
Okay.
Top of the round.
Great. Turn into stars. Turn these guys into, like, send them to the stars.
Let's see.
Something.
What I got.
Is that how that works?
Turn them into the stars, and then
make
you
them,
send them to the stars.
Make them into dust, and then they just...
Just like that.
Float around.
We're all stars when you think about it.
Sure.
I mean, we are all made up of cosmic dust, so maybe.
Yeah. That's what we're going to tell ourselves when we get disintegrated by these gargles.
By
gargles?
Zorf the Destroyer from Parks and Rec.
We'll be fine. We're going to be fine.
Engage with Zorf.
Okay. Checking one last thing before I choose my action. All right, we are going to... There we go. Gosh, so many features. All right, yes. First things first, having just kind of barely not gotten hit by this large stone creature bearing down on us, the kind of light reflecting from some of these stained glass is going to obscure your vision around Visa as the shadows also kind of replace his form. He's gonna take on his starry form.
Yeah.
And then, as a part of that, he is going to cast a radiant bolt at this one in front of him. I believe that's disadvantage.
That will be guiding bolt.
No, so it's like a star.
Oh yes,
star mote.
Yep.
Mote bolt.
And that is a. Find my top of initiative is always nerve-wracking. That is a 17 to hit.
That will hit as it slams into this gargoyle in front of you.
Okay, so that is 11 points of radiant damage, and then as his action, he is going to. Hang on to those spell slots. So he's going to use his class ability for guiding bolt use.
Okay.
Once again, at disadvantage on the one right in front of him.
Yeah.
So. And that is another 17.
That'll hit as it blasts with energy again. This time, kind of shimmering across some of the more reflective pieces of rocks composed within this statue. It kind of gives off a glimmer.
Okay, and we're at 14 points of radiant damage and advantage on the next attack against him.
And it starts to kind of crack in places. It's not looking on death's door, but it looks like it's been damaged. Mert.
The one that Visa just hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in front of me, right?
Yeah. You're being attacked on both sides by gargoyles.
Cool. I'm gonna smack it with the short sword.
Okay, roll a hit.
Alright, short sword first is. Where's the action? Is the attack? Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. Oh, that's measly and not.
Did you attack with advantage?
No, he's not flanking.
Do I get.
It's getting bolt.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, I did not attack with advantage.
Good looking out.
Thank you for that. 17.
That will hit.
Cool, 17. All right. Flurry blows.
Into it.
Yeah, so I'm going to do the short sword damage first.
Okay.
So. All right, that is 5 slashing damage.
Okay. As you slash into it, it doesn't seem to cut as deep as it should.
Did you add your sneak attack?
I don't have advantage on it, so I can't.
Guiding Bolt did give him advantage.
Oh, so add a d6 to that.
Yeah.
So that's 5 additional.
So 10 total?
Yeah, 10 total.
Okay.
Alright, so Flurry Blows. I'm going to add 2 little strikes.
Okay.
So I'm going to roll the d's for that. Okay, that is 11 plus 16.
16 will hit.
Okay. And then that one is 15.
Will just hit.
Okay, cool.
Are your punches magical at this level?
Not this level.
Okay.
Okay. So Flurry Blows. That is a total of 5 damage.
Okay.
Because of my little drunken master, Doompicky, I gain the advantage of the disengage action.
Absolutely.
And so I'm going to slip through and get behind the one that I didn't hit.
Great.
You slash into it and punch it a couple times and break off a couple like serrations of rock, and there is exposed kind of like rocky flesh underneath, but it seems like your strikes are not striking as true as perhaps they would have on a more fleshy target.
Fair.
Zek?
Okay. So my Divine Fury,
mm-hmm.
I can't go into a rage, stab something, and enact, like, begin using Divine Fury in the same...
Is Divine Fury a bonus action?
It just... Yeah, I can...
Yes?
It's an it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so I have to...
No, it's under other.
Under other, yeah, I don't really understand.
Is it just the nature of your rage?
While you're raging, it's while you're raging.
Because
mm-hmm.
for
the first creature you hit on each of your turns with a weapon attack.
Oh, I thought I had to like...
No,
I'm gonna also turn that on.
It switches on when you rage.
Oh, well, I've only used that like once. So.
Most barbarian things are like, when you rage, you kill
okay.
things better.
So,
cool.
So make sure that you
add another
d6
yes.
plus 2. And
but it's only for the first...
Right,
turn.
Of each turn.
Yes.
Which I don't think I can do on my own. And it's radiant, which
yes.
just seems like it.
Or necrotic. You can choose.
Oh. Okay.
Why can you only do it?
At least it said so in mine.
Okay.
Might be
maybe
depending on like your deity or something.
Oh, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't see anyone.
Yeah, I think you just pick. Yeah, you just pick when you, it says when you gain the feature, so you choose up front.
Oh, okay.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can pick.
Cool. Alright, well, I'm gonna stab somebody.
Okay.
probably the one behind me.
While raging, I assume.
Yeesh.
Okay. Yes, please.
He starts growling. 11 to hit.
Unless you attack recklessly, I don't
think
that's
gonna work. Oh, I'm gonna do
that.
That's better. 23.
That will hit. Go ahead and roll damage with this
okay.
magic sword.
So the...
Oh, yeah! The plus one!
Yeah.
Rage damage, I believe, is plus 2?
Okay, so
plus
that's
three?
11.
Okay.
Plus 2 is... 13 plus another 4.
Plus
so,
2.
Yeah. So 11... What did it say?
Plus 2.
Plus 2, plus 2.
But this is different.
It's 11 plus your rage damage, which
is
2.
Oh, is... So that's 13.
Mm-hmm.
Of
and then 2 radiant?
Slashing, and then 4 radiant.
4 radiant. So, okay.
So 15.
Total of 15 damage to him.
Isn't your greatsword like... The 2d6 plus something also?
No. Plus, it's just plus one damage.
Well, so what's your strength mod?
Oh,
it's
wait.
2d6 plus 5.
Plus 5.
Oh, you didn't add your 5 in.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So, yep.
Total of 20
damage. 20
damage.
Yes.
And all of it magical. Which means that you
chop
into
the thing. Oh, because my sword is magical.
New sword, who dis?
You chop down deep into like the shoulder of this thing, and it lets out kind of a grunting scream through its like, almost through its like pug-like face.
What's that grunting scream sound like?
Yes, please.
Sounds exactly like that.
Does my sword like glow just a little bit?
It's weird. You go to strike and it almost nudges your hand just a little bit more on target. Is that gonna end your turn?
Yep.
Okay. Greg.
Okay. The two gargles in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I would like both of them to make wisdom saving throws as Greg, he's beneath his cloak and he just kind of bends his head forward and some mysterious whispers come from within his helm.
Ooh. 17 and 3.
17 and 3. Well, who makes what?
17, 3.
Okay, so the more injured one
fails.
Correct.
Yay.
Fails. Okay, so use a sorcery point on this because I have just twinned dissonant whispers.
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. For 11 psychic damage, and I guess that's 6 for the one that saves. The one that takes the full psychic damage has to move its full distance away from me as a reaction.
Stumbling back, the figure is kind of cracking in different places and it unfurls great wings before taking off in an arcing swoop to the end of the hall, landing heavily, pieces of rock falling off of it, its face almost contorted in anger and fear and pain, but also contorted because much of the rock is missing.
Did I not get an opportunity attack?
It is a forcible movement, unfortunately.
So the other one's still in engage range with me, right?
Correct. It cannot move.
Break.
It cannot move next to you on its turn. What's the forced movement here? Like, can it move on its turn?
Yeah, it can still move on its turn.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to do on your turn?
Seeing the one that he would have liked to have gotten away from him not get away from him, Greg just says, "Oh, scut." And he's gonna stay in place because I don't have a lot of good options here.
Okay. The gargoyle that's looking pretty rough is going to kind of shake off its fear and charge at Mert from behind.
Rude.
Making a claw and a bite attack against him. 14.
Just misses.
And 12.
Both of them miss.
As it's flustered from its scramble back, still off balance. This one here, this gargoyle in front of Breg, is going to barrel forward angrily and make two attacks against Breg.
This is going to go quite poor.
21?
Oh, yes.
And a 7.
No.
You take 6 points of slashing damage.
Okay. It's manageable.
The gargoyles behind Zek and Zai are going to go now. The one on Zai first.
I cast the warding flare.
Oh, okay. That will be for that one. Okay.
Hey, Tyler, give him a really cinematic attack this time.
Both are going to miss as you bob and weave your way through these claws and this chomping bite and kind of put your hand up and keep it at bay as it's just like inches from you.
I use light to blind them. Like that's what this thing does.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's like the light, yeah.
Sick.
It's like, and they like recoil away from it.
That's cool.
That's quite dope.
And it's a pugby chomp, so it's not getting too close.
Zek, that's a natural 20.
Cool.
And a
23. Yep.
Oh.
Range warp, guys.
Range warp.
Good job.
So that's
good job.
8 points 8 points of slashing damage.
Oh.
And
to 4. Oh yeah, raging.
Mm-hmm. You are raging.
Yes.
I love a rage.
And 6 points of piercing damage. Two, three.
Oh yeah, there you go. That's manageable.
You can do it.
Zai.
Hi, finally. Huh. Can I catch those two bad guys behind us in a 15-foot cone?
Yeah.
That does not get Zay.
Just move over.
Oh, I love that.
Do one of those things, because they came up from behind us and I get them.
You would have to take an opportunity attack, but you...
What?
Because...
No, you can stand right. I looked up 15-foot cones.
How
you can totally
not,
do
how
it.
How can I not just turn around?
So it'd be 5, and then 10, and then 15.
What are you talking about?
I guess you could... diagonally.
Tyler, I'm just gonna send you the picture of what a 15-foot cone looks
so
like.
A cone. Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's just
no, no, no. It, there's way. Like an actual answer for this.
Okay.
As someone that studied math in college for 2 years.
Did you study? Did you
trying to pizza slice it here?
I did not.
What I've been doing is in 5 foot squares. But go ahead and make your. Is it a save?
Yeah, on their part. Duck save.
Okay. 13 and 14.
Ooh, the 14 will save.
Okay.
The 13 does not.
Yay! All right.
Feel
it. Feel it.
Total damage, so half would be 7.
Okay.
I have burning hands, so I put my hands in like this little pattern in front of me, and I just start praying to Evandra to get them back, and I burn fire out of my hands at these monsters.
And as the flames dissipate, the one next to Zek is starting to drip molten stone a little bit.
Oh, I get it.
That's nice.
When can I learn how to do that?
Top of the round, we have Biza.
Hey, nice. With a little breathing room, Biza is going to shift facing the center of the room, turn his back a little bit to the wall, and then is going to cast Guiding Bolt at the gargoyle next to Mert.
Okay.
Oh.
Roll to hit.
I just end up killing it. That's a 20.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll damage.
We love it. You want my special dice?
I needed 8.
You said you need
sparkle? 8. It might be overkill.
But it's fun to roll.
Yep, it's always fun to total up the dice.
20, 28, 29 points of radiant damage.
And as you blast out at this thing, it's like bearing down on Mert, who's skillfully dodging, but looks up just in time as this guiding bolt blasts into its core. And there's a small hole that's formed right in the center of it before it looks confused and crumbles to dust.
Oh,
and
feels so good.
Not missing a beat, going to extend the other hand and use his little mote of starlight to try and hit the gargoyle in front of Breg.
Go ahead.
Ooh, that is, I think, an 8.
That will unfortunately glance off the rocky hide of this gargoyle.
Okay, staying right there.
Okay, Mert.
All right, so seeing the one that was right next to me get exploded, I'm gonna go for the one that's in front of Bragg.
Okay. Flank it?
Yeah, I'm gonna flank it so I can get that nice little sneak attack bonus.
There you go.
Yeah, all right.
Flank.
That is probably, oh wait, I get advantage, that's right. Thankful for the advantage, probably not enough to hit. That is 14.
14 will just miss.
Oh. All right, well, I'm still gonna flurry blows it.
Okay.
So that's another key point.
Two punches at advantage?
Two punches at advantage.
You also get sneak attack?
No, I need a finesse weapon, so I didn't
switch
it.
Yeah.
Okay. One of those was a 16.
That'll hit.
Let me see if I get higher. Nope. One of those hits. a 16. So that's a little punch in the back.
for one damage.
Oh.
And it's resistant to damage.
Yeah, so I mean, still that flurry of blows. I'm gonna use that disengage to come over in this direction so I can provide support.
Sounds good. Is that gonna end your turn?
Yep.
All right, we're at Zek.
Okay, I will go for that guy.
Chop.
Another guy.
Another guy, I would like to swarm him.
I will say, usually before you roll, you should probably declare reckless or not.
We'll say reckless.
Okay.
Thanks.
So that way it's not like, oh, you
right,
did
right,
that.
I know. Well, that one was like fine. I'm like, well, I probably would have done it though, so I was. So that was, what was that? That was an 18.
Okay, that'll hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay. So do I need to differentiate between my regular magical damage and the radiant damage, or just roll it all?
Usually, but it won't matter for this.
Okay. I'll just roll. 10, 16 plus 5 is 21 plus 2 is 23.
Nice. 23 points of damage as you slam your weapon down again into this crack that you've made, this fissure in its shoulder. Again, your blade kind of guiding your strike, and this time you cleave down into the stone, almost into the chest, and there's a widening crack here. You see the kind of glowing blue-green eyes kind of flicker a little bit, like it's losing power almost.
I'm gonna like grit my teeth and like, as I like push, like bear down, whatever, like I need to rage.
It grits its teeth back at you, trying to push the blade out of the crack. Greg.
Okay. I am going to... Greg is now starting to get a little antsy about this here gargoyle in front of him. He's going to... let's see, where is that? Oh, jeez, did my D&D be on freeze? Hang on one second here. There we go. Okay, apologies. So, again, you can kind of see underneath his cloak that he appears to be doing some, like, small gestures with his hands.
Oh, no.
Like, you just kind of see the cloak bumbling around.
That's weird.
And you hear, yeah, just kind of
like this.
Something. I can't see what either of you are doing right now. It's not fair.
Undulating of cloak.
Yeah, you see some undulating under the cloak.
That's weird.
And you hear again some more kind of under this breath infernal, and he casts Dragon's Breath. Could I have a dexterity saving throw from the one directly in front of me, please?
18.
Oh my god, I hate you so much.
Hey, then that is not a nice thing to say.
I thought you said you never get angry.
No, I've never been mad in my life.
Just shove it deep down inside of you, you know, that's healthy.
Yeah.
It will never come
out. Okay, well, let me roll some damage. Oh, he takes 4 acid damage as Greg kind of splats it out of his mouth, and it just sort of gets on its feet a little bit.
It does sizzle the stone,
like,
and the toes do start to melt away.
His toes.
I'm going to use my action here. I'm going to use my action here to disengage from this and go stand between Mert and...
Okay. Question for you, Hayden. When Breg does that acid breath, does he lean forward and shoot it out the eye slit, or does he lean way back?
I think today he leans way back and it just blasts out the bottom of the helmet.
That's freaking.
That's
fine. Is that going to end your turn?
That sure is.
Okay.
How long will the Great Helm continue? At some point, is the Great Helm going to get burnt with acid and, like, start to melt away around your mouth?
This thing's going to move up into engaged range with all of you.
Hello.
And make an attack against
Hello, my friend.
Zek, since flanking.
Oh.
And now reckless too, so.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Go for it.
That's a 14 to hit. And a natural 20.
If it's
20.
The same.
Means yeah. It beats.
Okay. See, that's confusing because that sounds like if my armor meets it, then my armor beats. That's what I thought
if
that meant.
If the roll meets,
then the roll beats.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that was unclear, and you've got to explain.
But it works
the
other way too. If their AC is 15 and we roll a 15, then we hit.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm actually going to switch one of the attacks. I think I'm going to attack Greg and you. The natural 20 will go to you.
Okay.
And does 14 hit, Greg?
Yes!
So, Greg, you take 3 points of damage. And, Zach, you take, 9 points of slashing damage.
But halved.
Halved. And rounded down.
Oh, yeah, 4. There you go.
And as it, slashes into Greg, there's indeed a very large dent in the top of your helmet now, Greg.
No!
No!
My beautiful helm.
Your regular weird helm.
Wait, what did it slash?
His head.
What do you mean?
Like it slashed into his head?
Yeah, like
bonked
him like with claws kind of raked down and then pressed. And there's this big like scratch that turns into a dent.
Oh. Like a can opener. A
little bit.
What is
The other gargoyle in front of Zek is going to make attacks again at advantage because reckless. 21 to hit.
Yeah.
Yikes.
A 22 to hit.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
God.
So.
Wait, is it making two attacks?
Yes. You're going to take 7 points of damage, halved. Two, three.
From both of those?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And then the one in front of Zai is going to make two attacks.
I'm going to use Warning Flare.
So for attack one, that's a natural one.
Great.
For two, that is a 8.
Great. They all miss.
Again,
they
blinded by
the light.
Do you look like you're dancing a little bit? Against the one.
Blinded by this flash of light, it's unable to get at you, and it is now your turn.
Okay! Which one just, the one that is...
This one.
That guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I have had my little special Evandra hair thing in my hands while I've been praying, and I'm going to hold it up and channel divinity.
Oh, nice.
Radiance of the Dawn.
That's everyone in 30 feet.
Oh, wow.
It's all of them. Hold on a second. This is ridiculous. Okay, so, yeah, they need a con save.
Okay.
Right?
I believe
yes.
so.
Yes, yes, yes.
That one's cocked. All three rolled 10s plus 3, 13.
Haha! Fail.
Oh, oh.
Go ahead and roll full damage for these guys.
That is 22 points of damage to each.
Okay.
Surely somebody is blowing up with radiant light.
As you hold out this stick, there's a burst, a bubble of blinding light, and each of you within it have a hard time seeing. And when the smoke, or not smoke, but when the light fades, two of these guys have crumbled.
Yeah.
To dust.
Yeah.
Alright, how's third boy looking?
Rough.
Alright, I'm gonna cast Spiritual Weapon.
Okay.
As a bonus action.
I have a Spiritual Weapon on here somewhere.
You did a Channel Divinity on your action?
That's my action.
Bonus action.
My bonus action is Spiritual Weapon.
Cool.
And it's
that is a powerful turn.
Clerics freaking rock, man. They're the, in
I'm
my opinion, they're like
out.
One of the best classes in the game.
Nice.
Alright. Spiritual weapon. This little lightning hammer.
And you get to attack on your turn of casting, correct?
Oh,
yes.
Spiritual weapon?
Yeah.
So go ahead and make an attack with your spiritual weapon.
Okay, ace 23.
That'll hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
Hey.
10 points of damage.
10 points of damage as you batter this.
It's like a tiny little baby dagger.
Tiny little baby dagger, okay. Mm-hmm.
It's like a glowing tiny dagger.
It's crumbling at pieces, and all of a sudden a spectral glowing dagger, like directly in the back of the neck, plants, and it's looking on death's door. Top of the round, we have Visa.
Okay. Not wanting it to bear down any longer on my compatriots. Another mote of starlight.
Okay.
See if we can knock him out.
Roll to hit.
There's a 21 to hit.
That will hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
That is 8 points of radiant damage.
It looks like it's holding on by, like, just the barest of rock sinew.
How rude.
Okay,
so
then,
close.
Just bringing up both hands, the chill in the room will gather on it, and I'll just try casting Frostbolt. Nope, that's the wrong one. Frostbite.
Okay.
So it is a con save.
11.
Fails. So okay. That is.
Describe to me how you want to kill this thing.
I think HP. Just
oof.
Right next to the gargoyle that has like molten stone hanging off of it. In stark contrast, this one just kind of like seizes up, and there's like this like all frosty edges as it kind of just reassumes a statue pose and is stuck.
And holding together by these tiny, like, stone-like sinews, it indeed does freeze in place. And with that, combat comes to an end.
Oh, I would turn to Zik and, like, high five. Like, haha, we did it.
Do we have, like, a cool secret handshake or something?
I picture us, I don't know if you would know this, but in Scott Pilgrim, there's like the vegan police, yeah. And as they like crash through the door, and they're like, that's like, that's what I picture.
Oh, that's so
I actually
that.
Think about that whole vegan police bit.
It's the best.
Definitely like that all the time.
Oh. Ah, yes.
All right, well, how's everybody looking? How are y'all feeling?
Oh, that was amazing! I got them, and they're so cool, and that was pretty exciting. You were right, we should have come down here. I don't know why I said that was a bad idea.
And now the treasure is just on the other side of that door, hopefully.
That is merge, that we don't know it, but we got the bad guys, or some bad guys, or whatever.
What are these ugly little creatures out of stone that are then not stone?
Or also, how did they
stone,
just like
moving stone?
Have they been alive forever? Did they come to life when we came in the room?
Is this a normal
Are they
thing?
Magical?
Have you guys fought sentient?
You know these rock
stones?
Things?
Has Merck fought gargoyles before?
No one here has fought or seen a gargoyle. As you guys are kind of coming down off this and looking around, there seem to be three doors. Two hidden in those alcoves where gargoyles were standing, that head east, and one small door at the end of this hallway that you're not sure where it leads, but it heads further south.
Wait, further south? I thought this room was going east.
Runs north-south.
Okay.
Could we tell, like, was there a certain point where the gargoyles, like, came alive? Did it seem like they had always been alive? Like, were they triggered?
Make an arcana check for me.
Okay, let me see. Oh boy. 14.
Gargoyles, from what you know, are magically able to look and seem exactly as if they were, are stone unless they move. So they probably were likely awake the entire time.
Hmm.
You would know that they are our earth elementals.
Oh. I don't know that. Cool.
Okay, so we have three doors to choose from.
Yes.
How is everyone else looking? We kind of started talking.
I mean, I've got 19 out of 31.
We got to do a short rest here, probably.
We can do a short rest, or we can burn healing.
Yeah.
We should save healing, because I get the feeling that based on our position in the dungeon,
we're getting deeper and deeper into it.
I'm cool with the short rest.
Well, we're not really. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm cool with the short rest. If y'all are.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think I've ever taken a short rest.
As you guys are short resting, can I have a d6 roll from someone?
Oh, jeez.
I'll do it.
Hey.
Yep.
It's a 5.
Okay. Great. Go ahead and spend your hit dice as you kind of settled back in maybe one of the alcoves and take a breather.
Partway into the short rest, Visa, still in his starry form, the motes of light just begin to drift and collect up onto his staff as it shifts into a light spell.
Beautiful.
Cool.
And he's back in his regular form.
There is a... For the first time in here, enough light without the light spell, just so you're aware.
Oh, okay.
With the stained glass windows. It looks like daylight coming through these windows.
Breg's helmet is noticeably too low. It's just kind of like where the vision was before the visor. It's now just about where his nose would be.
Huh.
Yeah, it's gonna be a problem.
Okay. I don't understand these options.
Oh, for short rest?
I feel like I'm always confused about
it. You get to roll your hit dice as many times as you want.
No.
Well,
as within
spots.
Your level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So will it... I feel like I always just like click it and then I'm like, yeah, I did it.
You're rolling
you
for more hit points.
It's something, I know.
Yeah,
that.
It'll roll. So, how many hit points do you need? So like that's something to consider.
That many? 14?
So, like, I would roll 3.
Wait, she needs 14?
Yeah.
She has a d12 hit die, and that's plus her con modifier for each one.
3.
So
2's probably enough.
2 would be safe.
You can roll another if you want.
Sure. I would roll 3, because that feels good.
So do I roll them, or do I just click these?
Whatever you want to do.
Oh, plus con modifier for each one? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever asked you the question if you have to decide how many hit dice you're rolling for a short rest. And don't get to change that number. Or is it like
can
like
you,
if
roll
you roll
two and
you
be like,
roll,
that's
one.
Not enough, I want to roll more.
You can roll as many as you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll never have to unnecessarily burn too many.
Correct.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I've always
just
like,
just
ooh, I rolled it, and then like, well, that's how many I have. But I always
roll
more
than
I need to.
I just don't think I've ever asked that question.
I got 12.
Can you just roll some?
So like, do you want to roll some more?
Do you want to,
okay.
And you just keep that.
That's
and you...
two less than what I need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was just the d12s gave her 12?
Yeah.
But
you also get to add your constitution
it
modifier
it
for
it.
Each of
it
those.
Already,
it did it.
12
it.
Was all of it.
In
I rolled poorly.
Okay.
I rolled a 2
oh.
and a 4.
Also, the likelihood that you will need to do this again before we long rest is very tiny.
In a dungeon, it's a possibility.
Okay, so did this... Okay, did it do them?
Yeah.
That's why we save healing spells.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, great.
And also why you try to balance how many of these.
I just
kind of
was like, I'm going to just wing this and then ask and it's going to be fine.
Okay, so
address it as it comes
that
out.
That is a thing that like we would take multiple short rests.
That's what I thought
in
they were
dungeon.
For.
Yeah.
I think we did that
yes.
one time
it,
ever
yeah,
in the 2.5 years.
I know, but that was before.
It was not a dungeon-heavy campaign.
No.
No.
So.
And I also specifically begged for dungeons for this campaign.
Okay,
so
okay, okay. Okay. Great.
Because I love them so much.
That's why I said this one's for Hayden.
Yay.
All right. You guys feel a little more refreshed after taking an hour or so.
Yeah, let's look at these doors.
There is one door.
I gotta leave
to
my helmet here.
On the
it's
north
not
side
gonna
of the
do
hall?
Anymore.
What is this?
Yeah, Greg, we can you see out of that at all?
Not in the slightest. I'm gonna have to leave it.
Maybe you give
Surprise.
It to Tori and she can work on it and her little mic and the thingy when we get up there and she can fix
what
it.
What do we see
you?
Under the helmet
Make
that you can't wear
look,
anymore?
Look, frankly, I was going to get rid of it anyways once we got rid of the ranger back there. You know, he was in uniform and all. You don't want to go sharing around faces with everybody who's within the law, so
why
to speak.
Not? I don't understand.
Well, I don't know. You never really can trust them.
It's because he is so ugly.
But that's neither here nor there. I'm gonna leave this here.
Recognizable.
Why not?
Okay, did you take it off yet?
We are very recognizable. And we show our faces.
It's true. But let's imagine for a moment a scenario in which case the town gods saw what you did in the town square. Remember when we rescued all those people about a week or so back?
Yes, I do remember that.
What would happen if those gods instead had viewed it as more of like treading on their authority? You know, like that's their job, and they start to take a bit of a negative approach to you.
Then you kill them.
Yeah, no, you can't do that in a settlement. You're gonna get killed.
I can't.
It doesn't work.
Okay.
There's too many of them.
I guess you wear this ugly helmet. I mean, this beautiful helmet.
No, it's quite ugly. We can be honest with ourselves. I found it. It is not special.
Okay, but now you don't want to live in settlement, so you take your helmet off.
Well, I just don't like wearing it, to be perfectly honest. It's kind of a necessity before.
Is his helmet's already off, right?
No, his helmet's still on, because okay. All the questions came before he took the helmet off.
So, Mert's like kind of nervous because he's seen what's under the helmet in reality.
And
he's wondering if...
Do I notice that Mert is nervous?
Like nervous in the sense of just like, is he gonna do it?
Or like watching,
is he gonna do it?
Watching with excitement/trepidation.
Okay. I'm gonna take the helmet off. Pops it off and throws it on the ground.
Does the head look anything like what Mert saw underneath it that first time?
Oh yeah, it's the same fella. Do you want me to read the full character description that
yes,
I wrote
yes,
all the
yes,
way in
yes.
January?
See the man.
Yes.
Okay, let's see if I left typos.
Named Unmasked.
The man, the myth.
Yeah, I remember when y'all wrote all of those ones for episode one? I wrote this then. Before you stands a middle-aged tiefling who can be mistaken for a ghost under the right circumstances. His slender, bony build is apparent even beneath what, you know, as he throws off the helmet, the cloak comes down too, is apparent even beneath the large, dark gray overcoat that hangs loosely about him. His skin is of an unhealthy pallor, similar in color to curdled milk. His mouth is full of pointed teeth. The right incisor is missing, and the left appears to be made of gold. He has a narrow jaw with a jutting square chin, gaunt, sunken cheeks, and dark rings around brilliant green eyes. A graying 5 o'clock shadow darkens his pale face and neck, and a crown of thick black hair grows atop his head. His left ear is missing its top half. It terminates at a ragged edge. Beneath the overcoat, he wears baggy brown pants and a loose off-white cotton shirt fastened midway up his chest, and a small satchel hangs from his belt. At the top of his brow, near his hairline, protrude a pair of 6-inch horns. The horns twist outward near the base, then extend upward at a slight backward angle. The horn on the left terminates at a dull tip.
Do you want to describe the cage contraption under the cloak that you've been...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What?
You'll notice this tiefling looks much slimmer than perhaps the big brawny arms would have portrayed. He basically has like a...
New mini.
Yeah. Oh, you have the real one?
That's so cool.
He basically had a wire frame kind of as the shoulders of this large cape. To make it broader.
So now, like, you can see Mert's face, kind of like a smirk / smile of recognition. Like,
I knew something was kind of funny about you.
That's fine. I got nothing to hide from y'all. We've been through some things already. Just, you know, didn't want to make myself particularly known in the last place we went.
I do not think you are that ugly.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I was lying before I fell out. I think I'm a reasonably good-looking fella.
I mean, I didn't say that, but like,
well, okay.
You're so ugly that you have to hide your face.
Yeah, you're right. I should have taken that. Taken what I got there, huh?
What was with the strongman disguise?
Oh, that was purely again to get a job. That part was true. Nobody wants to hire somebody who looks like ill and tired and old.
So
no offense, Visa.
Wait, how? So the wireframe was holding the cape out.
Yeah, to get a big chest.
But his arms
were magic.
No, the arms just look like regular trench coat. Like he's just wearing a coat.
He's not buff.
Not buff at all.
So that was magic.
Yeah, that
even
was some
magic.
They
felt solid.
They didn't.
Well, they only when anyone the only person that
he
felt them was Mert, and he felt claw.
We never actually touched them.
I was the only person that actually touched him. I felt cloth, and I haven't said anything about it.
He's being real dodgy.
The animal thing where he's like, I don't like to be touched.
Yeah. All right.
All right. The point being, are we cool? Are we doing okay?
I mean, I am glad that you feel comfortable to reveal your true self, but it is a little disconcerting to know that, you have so many secrets. Are there more secrets? I mean, you don't have to tell them all now, but, maybe it would just be nice to know if you have them.
Nope, that's all of them.
There's nothing else?
No, not that I can think of.
You don't have any secrets about that one guy looking for you?
When? And whom?
That dwarfy guy with the weird lizard guy who was talking to us, looking for someone who looks sickly with pointed teeth.
I don't think that
the
was
dumping,
me.
Dumping the animal bodies. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that had to have been somebody else.
Someone else who looks sickly and has pointed teeth.
I'm gonna need a deception check from you. I'll roll insight for whoever wants.
Oh, insight.
Actually, I get to roll insight.
Oh yeah, you do.
Oh.
Who wants the insight check?
We'll let
both Gith roll insight.
What are your bonuses there, folks?
Plus six.
Plus six?
Nothing. No bonuses.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Sai. Thanks for always having my back.
Oh, jeez. Why would I do it like that? Hang on a second.
What?
I wonder what Molly rolled. What Liz rolled.
No, I just accidentally rolled 2d20 and then added them together, so it's an insane number. I was like, that can't be right.
That's why it said 28, and I was like,
you know what? In the interest of being really transparent, because I really enjoy what both of you just rolled, you both rolled nat ones.
No secrets here.
Okay.
You two have no doubts. None whatsoever.
Yeah, you know, I am so glad that Greg, like Greg the Tiefling is now being so honest with us. I love it. He's giggling. Trying not to spit water all over your computer.
Yeah, I have done it too. Yeah, no, when you, the two of you have no doubts. You're like, okay, this is it. He's revealed his true form to us. Only the most trustworthy people would get this privilege.
Mert probably, is probably maybe a little bit suspicious given the whole coaster scam.
I mean, y'all are allowed to, here's the thing, I think with insight, you're allowed to be suspicious all you'd like. When you do the insight role, it's to tell, definitively if you can tell somebody is lying.
Mm-hmm. So I think Mark would want to roll that insight to...
I'll allow insights from everyone.
This
is a big
revelation. Keep it rolling.
Yeah. Are you going to roll it, Hayden?
Yeah, I'll roll it for you.
Yeah.
Well, thanks
What's
for
your
telling
modifier?
Us about it hilariously.
Insight
rolls.
+4.
Insight is plus 4. Okay.
Yeah, it's really funny that y'all both got now.
So dumb.
You detect.
You might be a little.
Honestly, at this point, you kind of feel like you've seen the big secret.
Hmm. Okay. So, I mean, but like, you still see the squinty goblin eyes for a second, and just kind of fading into acceptance.
Yeah, well, look, again, I'm not trying to make this whole trip about me or nothing. I just did not want to deal with not being able to see in this dungeon.
Okay, well, I guess we better get on our way then or something.
Okay.
There are... which way are we got? South, east, and west?
No, so there is a path on the southern side of this hall that leads west. There is a path on the southern side of this hall that leads east. There's a path on the northern side of this hall that leads east, and then there's the path you entered through on the northern side of this hall west.
Well, Mert's looking for treasure.
So where are all of the doors then? Are all the doors on the southern side of this hall, other than the one we came in?
Alcoves, except for the one you came in.
Okay, so I'm just trying to work out where we are in this, of course.
Yes.
Explain to me about how far down each of these doors is, down this 100-foot hallway.
About 30 feet down in an alcove, there's one going to the east.
Okay.
About 60 feet down from the entrance, there's another going east.
Okay.
And about 95 down, there's one going west.
Okay. Well, if it's the same day all, I think maybe the midpoint one going east. Keep going that way.
The higher of the two, the further north.
The one that is 60 foot from the entrance we came through.
60
is what I would say.
Okay, so the bottom. Got you.
Cool.
Right. Yes, the bottom one that is going east of the two.
Let's do it.
It leads into a short tunnel. And then a large carved doorway with no door itself. Inside of this room, cylindrical in nature, is a simple pedestal with a shrunken head on it.
I want it.
As you draw near, a voice echoes inside of your heads. What falls but never breaks? And what breaks but never falls?
Zai's eyes would get really big, and I don't like this. Jack would like.
Did this voice ring out in common?
It rings out in whichever language you are most familiar with.
Hmm.
So, Goblin for you.
Yeah.
Common for you.
This nut.
So y'all got that in the heads, right?
What?
You understood this?
Oh no.
What's the riddle?
What was it saying to you?
It was in Geth language.
It said.
Oh, not for me.
What falls but never breaks, and what breaks but never falls.
Man, if it were earlier in the day, I might have a snowball's chance in hell of getting this.
Oh, absolutely not right now.
Snow.
Falls but never breaks.
Is it two answers or is it one thing?
It's one question.
A day breaks, then and night falls.
The sun.
That's a good guess. Like what falls or breaks? Night falls, day breaks.
Yeah, I'm gonna go night and day.
That's great, Molly. That was so quick.
Yeah, that was excellent.
She's the puzzle queen.
I do love it, Tyler.
Does one of us have to say it?
Yeah.
Zach,
I think, yeah, say it.
Can Zach say it?
Yeah,
I love that.
Zach's gonna answer in GIF, but not loud, and say, what order was it asked again?
What falls but never breaks, and what breaks but never falls.
He'll say night falls and day breaks.
There's a kind of
flash in the eyes, and two doorways slide open in the room. One pointing north, one pointing further east.
You guys are like, what did he say? Because I said it again.
I would like look to her like, or to him, like, what is happening right now? What are you doing?
Wait, you speak Gith. You would have understood, right?
Well, yeah, I would have understood, but the fact like, that like my dumb, stupid brother is like solving this riddle so easily is like, who are you?
I solved the riddle.
But smart barbarian.
I answered it in Gith because it asked it in Gith, so I don't.
Oh, it spoke to me in Goblin.
Oh. But did you?
That was mighty proud of you.
It was night and day.
Oh, so night breaks and day falls. Wait.
Is it a switch? In the common, you switch. Is it the opposite in Goblin?
Sometimes.
But that's not fair. If it is one thing in Gith and then another in Goblin, that does not make any sense.
Okay. Tyler, how far down from the door was the shrunken head?
The shrunken head room was 15 feet from the gargoyle hall.
Okay, okay.
And I actually apologize. I just looked at the map. No doorway east opens, just one north.
Okay.
Wow.
Single doorway. Let's go down the single doorway.
Are you trying to steal this shrunken head, though?
What's that?
Are you going to try to steal this shrunken head?
I don't think I do. It talked to us and gave us a riddle.
Great.
See, aren't you having fun now? Did you just see your brother? He just solved a riddle.
Yes, that was a new thing for me to witness. It is so fun down here. I do like it now.
I mean, that was really creepy when it was talking to me in my brain, but I did like that I figured it out.
Yeah, that was cool. But the yeah, this is a weird place that you guys like to play, but you know, I'm having fun too.
We are here. It's working.
You guys headed north or you headed back into the gargoyle hall? What's going on?
North.
New door.
Okay.
Go through.
New door.
Yes.
Leads down further, more stairs for about 30 feet or so before coming into a large rectangular room with a very small stone lip before dropping into a large pool of water that fills the entire room. On the bottom of the pool lies a massive hoard of gold. Looks like it easily could have been like 10,000 gold. What's everyone's passive perception?
14.
Oh, 14.
Hang on.
It's always 10.
The gold's underwater, right?
Yeah.
Glad.
Okay.
60.
Visa, as you are partaking of your surroundings, the rest of them enamored with the shine of gold beneath the water, you smell something pungent. Acidic.
Ooh.
You realize that is not water.
Would it look a little gelatinous to me?
No, it would look like acid.
Oh, okay. Just acid.
But, Tyler loves nothing more than pools of acid in his games.
Yeah, staff in front of the little one and the younger ones, and she's like, that's not water.
Oh, I kind of was looking forward to a swim. I'm just kidding, I was not going to jump.
It would be a very short swim.
There are two doorways on the eastern side of this room and one doorway on the western side, also with small stone lips.
Two doorways on the eastern side, are they side by side?
No, they're at the top and bottom ends of this room. So one to the north, one at the south. End.
Oh, okay.
How far away is the gold, like, from us?
It's about a 30-foot, 40-foot deep pool.
Oof.
Well, okay. So, Tyler, real quick on this.
Mm-hmm.
Where did we come from in this room? Like, what side did the stairs let out? South?
Yeah.
Okay,
you
just trying to position
into the southern corner of this room, and then to your east on the southern side of it.
Okay, I see. I got you.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, now that I'm out in the open, I might as well start pulling my weight a bit more, I guess. I'm going to cast Mage Hand and start trying to take gold out by the fistful from the pool.
Sure.
Okay, I will follow him because that was my idea.
What's the HP of a Mage Hand?
I want to have that, too.
It doesn't have HP.
Oh, are you sure?
It's just spectral.
That's a Baldur's Gate thing.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It is a Baldur's Gate thing. Okay.
We can only carry 10 pounds.
How much time are you spending scooping gold?
How much time do we have?
All the time in the world, man.
Well, I'd say... How much gold do we get per fistful?
You probably get about 15 gold. And what's your passive investigation, by the way?
Oh, well... I don't know.
Yeah. He said 30 for you.
Hmm. So it just...
Okay, hang on, Tyler. I'm looking up,
Mage Hand, how much does it hold?
10 pounds.
10 pounds per Mage Hand.
So he said, like, 15 gold.
What I'm trying to figure out is how much a pound of gold weighs in D&D.
I'll figure that out if... And I can retroactively give you more gold.
Okay, great.
What's your passive investigation, both Zai and,
I'm gonna do it, Ray. Too. Because
nine.
And Zek.
Nine.
Mine's a 13.
13.
What did you ask? I'm sorry.
Passive. I know yours.
They're all less.
Nine or less. Okay.
Oh, it's 10. Wait, what did you say?
Investigation.
I'll say, how long are you spending doing this?
I think that Bragg is kind of like doing like a big thumbs up, like an approving uncle at the kid who's reeling in a big bass as we scoop gold out of the acid pool.
Dang it.
How long? He
has an unsettling grin. It is very pointy.
Are we spending 10 minutes here scooping? Are we spending an hour? Are we spending a day?
I mean, a reasonable amount to carry. Like, I feel like it's...
We have coin purses of holding.
I forgot about
that.
Somewhere in the 1 to 10 minute range.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
5, 10 minutes? 10 minutes?
Okay,
I'm going
to say 1,000.
Could we
gold?
Ostensive? 1,000?
But before you write that down, I would like you to keep this gold separate from your other gold in terms of inventory purposes. This is different gold. So.
Okay.
I was going to say, I'm going to be giving my gold to Mert because I don't care.
Okay.
I think as far as inventory management, you could count it as, you could enter it in as Electrum because we don't use that currency.
Yeah.
Track it as Electrum.
Great.
Okay.
Cool.
I'll take 1,000 gold. Maybe it gets too deep after that or something. I don't know.
So 1,000 Electrum?
Yep.
Cool.
And you can...
Hang on to that.
Spin that at your leisure. Is there anything else?
Cursed or something? Why are we keeping this separate?
Who knows?
Because it's gonna melt or something.
Spontaneously
stupid.
Turn into acid and melt everything
in
our coin purses.
Something like that.
Is there anybody who can like investigate this stuff, like physically on us?
I mean, took some back to Ori.
Hmm.
That's
good
a
point.
Good call.
You have
that's
no,
a great
no reason to be suspicious of this gold. That's
oh.
Gold.
Except that you just...
Steven Sandman.
Well, except for you told us to keep it separate from our...
Yep.
There's meta because reasons to be suspicious.
We also found it in the bottom of a pool of acid.
You didn't have a high enough passive investigation, you guys.
Okay, so...
I had a 13.
1,000 total split between the six of us?
Well, just pocket it for now.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just pocket it for now and see how cursed it is
stuff.
Later.
All right, well, I'll hang on to it.
That's party Electrum.
We all get cursed together.
That's
part of
right.
The shit, part of the crew.
Yeah.
I guess Mark's hanging on to it.
So, there's still a pool of acid here. There's still doorways to be explored. Where are we heading?
Bisa would like to turn around. This is the first, like, this room doesn't seem worth the trouble.
Okay.
That Bisa's, so that's his vote.
Hmm. Can I just look around a little bit more?
Sure.
Is there anything besides just acid gold, like, now that I'm like, okay, wait a sec, like, why
would
there
be... We've got the doors to the north and south of us, I guess.
But just anything else in this room that's, like...
Perception check real quick.
You said there's, like, lips at each doorway, but they're not connected, are they?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's you guys entered from the south.
Yeah.
There's a door here, headed east. There's a door here, headed east.
Yeah, but we'd have to like jump or something to.
You'd have to cross the pool.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Somehow.
Drain the acid.
Watch us.
Dream.
I got jump. Seven.
Oh. Seven. You see a lot of bones sticking out amongst the piles of gold.
Okay.
Probably picked up the bones.
Anything like on the walls?
Clean bones. Nope.
Oh.
I say, you see those Zai? Those down there, that's proof that you're a natural, Diz. You see that? Because you didn't do the instinctive thing of trying to jump down and snatch it all up.
Well,
use your head, and you fish it out.
Yeah, but who would jump into a vet vessel to get gold? You just,
all those people.
But you just leave the gold. You just say, oh, well, I don't have this gold, and you just keep on walking by.
Goblins have been known to do all sorts of crazy stuff for gold.
I don't know that anyone would jump into a vat of acid to collect the gold, but there are a number of individuals who would jump into a vat of water to pick up gold.
So maybe they just wouldn't notice?
And frankly, if we didn't have our friend Visa here trying, you know, holding us back, I imagine at least one of us would have dove in, and he looks at Mert.
What? you have to assume the treasure is at least a little bit cursed or protected or something.
But, like, wouldn't you notice, like, oh, my skin is burning off, and then do you quit swimming to the gold?
Like, you see it underwater, you don't
take it out in time.
You gotta fish it out.
Visa's gonna druid craft like a dandelion or something.
Yeah.
And drop it.
It's gone instantly.
Well, that's
and then he's gonna turn around and leave the room.
Which door are we going through?
Yeah,
so you can just choose not to keep going when you're in these things?
Wait, did you go out when
he
came in?
He exited the way they came in.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't go through the north or south
door?
There
are other doors, we have it open.
He doesn't want to cross the acid.
He says, wholly uninterested in testing the acid room further.
That's fair.
But there's doors in the acid room that go somewhere else.
We can't jump!
Here's the thought. Here's the thought is, we've answered the riddle, and we got a special door that sent us down to a trap, which makes me think that either of these doors has the real treasure behind it, because the riddle wasn't protecting an acid pool. The riddle was protecting, I'll get into character. So you see, the riddle up there, it was covering something. I don't think it was this. I think that whatever the riddle was hiding is gonna be through either one of those doors.
It's hard to look. I think it's worth a look.
Well, I won't stop you, but I'm not very good at jumping.
Do we need to jump across it, Tyler, or is there like, can we go around the sides?
You could probably, no, you can't go around the sides. You could probably jump from one lip and then the next lip if you want to get to the top one, but it'd probably be like a 15-foot jump each time.
Good Lord. So give me a beat. Are we on the same side as the door to the south?
Yes. So you.
So we do have a door that we don't have to jump across an acid pool to get.
No. Here, look at me here in the zoom. See the square?
Yes.
Okay, you come in through the bottom of the square.
Yeah.
There's a very south lying eastern tunnel, and a north lying eastern tunnel. So you would still have to jump from here to here. That makes sense?
Oh, okay. So we came through the door on the south side.
Correct.
Okay. I thought there was a second one. That's my mistake.
There's a third or fourth doorway going west.
Fourth? How many doors are in this room?
Four.
So two on the south, one on the east, one on the west.
Two on the east.
Two on the...
One on the south, one on the west.
Nailed it.
There's just doors.
Oh, I go through.
8 strength Visa is gonna sit down. No jumping.
Yeah, I don't.
No,
I can't jump 15 feet. But.
But can you jump 5 feet?
You have
can
jump
I?
On you.
Yeah.
We both can.
Hey, Tyler.
Yes.
What are the walls made of?
So many times. No, it doesn't have a.
Is it a?
It's a cantrip. No.
No, it's first level.
That's too powerful
have, like,
for a cantrip.
Jump is a level
slots.
One spell.
That's because it.
Oh,
for
it
you,
is.
It's at
yeah.
will, I believe, as Githyanki.
Yeah.
Is that cast
so, like,
on
mine
itself?
Says. For, no, it's what someone you touch.
Touch a creature.
Does
so,
it say it will?
It. I don't.
Or what does it say?
Let's see.
You touch a creature, the creature's jump, like, it does.
Oh, mine's once per long rest.
Okay, so you can do it once per long rest. Yeah.
Why are there so many different places that say different things? This is why we need the PHP. Like,
I have it.
It was like the first time, I think I've, like, used it every session. And now I'm signed into the wrong drive. I don't have my PHP on
no.
this thing, and it's like.
At least according
okay,
to.
Okay, but I have an idea.
Cast according to.
Well, we got PHP.
Casting jump, yes.
Is it gonna happen?
If we have enough jumps.
Yeah. Gibbons jump?
We have two jumps.
We have two jumps. Can I also. I'd like. What are the walls made of in here?
Stone.
All stone?
Yes.
Are there any. Anything other than stone for the walls?
No. You're in a big stone box with acid.
And all the doors are on the other side of the acid, and none of us can jump that far.
We have rope.
I believe you have pythons and rope.
Well, Zek.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Zek
do we want to do that? Can we just.
Spell.
I've got pythons and rope and a hammer. Can I just climb us across the walls? The classic style?
Yeah, you can use climbing gear, yeah. Do you have climbing gear?
I have.
Actually,
here's
I believe
what I
Ori
have.
Had some climbing gear, and you probably would have taken it into a dungeon.
That yes, that seems
yes.
sensible.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you can use climbing gear to actually just rock climb across the wall.
You kids.
But if anybody has
out.
A low acrobatics, into the acid you go.
So this is actually just a really big solve. You don't have to do anything. There's no checks involved. You can get to wherever you need.
Yes.
You have climbing gear.
Natalie says. Natalie says, or I passed a thank you on to Natalie in the chat here.
Yeah. So, which door are you headed to?
I still don't fully understand the layout, so I'm gonna
Does
let somebody
Visa
else
join
dig.
Us, or is he still sitting there by himself?
He's gonna wait for success before he makes a decision.
Okay.
So as you guys are moving and opening doors, he'll see if it's worth the effort.
Okay.
So there are three doors that you've not been down. Two of them head east, one of them head west.
Yep.
There is one eastern one that's further north. There is one eastern one that is further south in orientation from you. So top or bottom, east, or you can go back west. Up to you guys.
And
somebody flip a coin on the top or bottom.
We
don't have a coin.
Even number, we go west.
Oh.
No, we're going east no matter what.
Oh.
We just go the...
Okay, so, even number, we go left. Odd number, we go right. It's an even number.
I get it now, I'm good.
Okay.
So where are we going?
What did you roll, Chris?
Two. So it's an even.
Which...
I said
so that's
left.
Right.
I guess that means top.
That,
let's go
that
top. Yes,
top it is.
Okay, whatever.
That's why
north we have no idea behind them. We have no reason to pick.
You find your way over to the top wall, the top tunnel, and head into a short hallway. Visa joining once noting it's safe.
Waiting to see what do they see.
Okay.
They're in callback distance.
You guys enter, after about 20 feet down this hall, into a room. The only thing in this room is a giant pile of gold.
Oh, I don't like it.
It
wait, merch.
Swords.
I would grab him by the clothes, just
no,
like...
No, I'll do that out of character.
I would still grab merch by the clothes and, like, hold him a little bit.
Just
hold on.
Wait a moment.
The pile has swords in it. It has chests. There is a glimmer of precious metals and ingots, gems.
Well, so merch going to signal to, like, those of you who, like, were picking up the gold...
You can grab it invisibly or whatever.
But just
you're right. We gotta look for traps first.
Don't touch it with the magic hand.
Okay, do we have, is Visa here? Do we need to just like take a minute? There have been so many weird things. There's just this pile of gold, and I feel a little weird about just assuming that it is safe.
I mean, how often?
That's a great instinct to have. You're 100% right, and we ought to look at all the possibilities before we go digging through that.
Yeah.
So how do we go about that?
I figure Mert, as a goblin, is familiar with piles of gold in dungeons.
Okay.
Like, does he have any reason to be worried about it?
I've never experienced a pile of gold that wasn't a pile of gold.
Fair enough.
It's still gold.
Fair enough.
They I would like to look
acid.
For traps around the gold.
They just scooped a bunch out of acid.
Yeah.
Go ahead and make a perception check for me real quick.
I'll make a perception check.
Or are you getting in and investigating this?
I wanna get up close enough that I could like look for any kind of traps around
okay.
it.
I'll do
and this isn't
check.
Me looking at the gold itself. This is looking for traps around.
Okay, because we are deep in
so,
here.
Yeah.
As you start to investigate and get closer to the pile of gold, you notice something strange as you kind of lean down to inspect. It's kind of quiver to one of the gold coins, and then it spreads to another and another, and then all of these coins near you by you are just kind of shaking and rattling on the ground before they kind of pull up into
oh,
the
I'm
air.
Backing up.
Yep.
And as you're backing
yep,
up,
nope.
Two rooms ago,
the pile
says,
forms up into a hulking figure of coins and crystals and shields and swords and chests. And that's where we'll end tonight's episode.
It's a goblin.
It's a treasure golem.
Oh, man.